Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Thanks to Lawrence, Josh, Mariana, and the rest of the Music Camp team for a fun and successful year one. And now, your host, Maceo.
All right, it's Music Camp, and I am here in 11A in an air-conditioned room in the evening, and I have a lovely family here. We are going to do some history of EHC. I'm very excited. Please, sir, introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and how long you've been associated with EHC.
Okay, so hi. My name's Paul Wardrop Day, but I used to be Paul Day, and I first came to EHC in 1997, which is even before Tony Fletcher was involved in Enchanted Hills. I came from London, England, which is where our family's from. Yeah, and we've come back to visit this year.
Nice. When was the last time you were here at EHC?
I think the last time I worked here was 2000, which was the 50th year of EHC. And met Rose Resnick. She came up and there was big celebrations. And then I think me and Maria visited in 2001. Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm getting the timeline right now. Yep. And now you're here. How come you're here this year? Can we ask that question?
Okay. So, well, how it came about is quite funny. So, a little bit of timeline, though. So, I first came in 97 and then came again in 98. And then in 99, I came again. But there was also this female counselor who came from England called Maria.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was...
Is this life-changing things going to happen here?
No, she was... I quite liked her. She was quite pretty. Oh, I'm going to pass the mic to somebody else who's going to talk a little bit more about
Let's hear about what's happening here. He stopped mid-story and go. Who are you?
Hi there. This is Maria.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Counselor extraordinaire from 1999. Same thing. So very much on Paul's wavelength there. Had orientation, adored, felt completely blessed to be here at EHC. Was mucking out the horses with our horse lady Nadia, who said, you know what, there are no good looking guys on camp. There's nobody fit here at all. And I said, well, and she went, who, like this. And then the rest is history. I was like, Paul Day's all right. So, yeah.
That's excellent. So, and audio description, she was still looking at him lovingly when she was telling that story. It was beautiful. So now you guys met, and then what happened? Did you get married?
Yeah.
Oh.
We did. 2003. Yeah.
2003.
2003.
And then a family?
Yeah. We do have a family. We have two very beautiful daughters. In 2006, Natalie was born.
Nice.
And then in 2008, Sarah was born.
Nice. We're going to talk to them shortly. Mm-hmm. We got some input coming in from them very soon. Mm-hmm. But now, I would like to ask you, what are the differences? Well, first of all, you both came from England. Did you come from a different part of England?
Yes. So I come from the northwest of England. So I was born in Manchester and I was brought up in Blackpool, which will mean something to those people who are from England.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you have definitively different accents because you're from two different parts of England. Is this true?
Yep.
Yeah.
So because I'm from the north, I would say path, grass and castle. But Paul would say...
I would say path, grass, and castle, which is the proper way of saying.
Which is obviously wrong.
It's actually path, castle.
Castle.
What's the big difference, Paul? You're here now. How does it make you feel?
Yeah, so, what's arriving going on? This year was kind of funny because Tony said he was going to have a 20th anniversary because he'd been director for 20 years, so from 98. So invited everybody back. And because for the first time, possibly the first time in our lives, we thought we'd be really organized and booked our flights like September last year. And so we were coming. And then the wildfires happened. What's that, October, November?
October 9th, yep.
And the reunion got cancelled.
Immediately, pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
And but our flights were booked and they were non-refundable. So we're like, we're going anyway.
And here you are.
And here we are. Which is wonderful, actually, because you know, it's just nice to see camp As camp, not just as a reunion, not a special event, but just music camp, and to be part of music camp is brilliant.
Right. And you are a musician.
I am,
and
yes.
What, is that what you do for work at home?
Partly, yes. I'm a primary school teacher, so that would be like elementary school, yep. I guess, over here. But part of my job is teaching music across the whole school. And then outside of my work, I also run a Christian choir for yes. adults and children. And I've been doing that. Actually, that was... formed, that was also part of VHC, was part of that, because I was when I was here, I was writing music for my choir that was then formed in 2000. So it's all part of, you know, all part of my life. It's all part of
yes.
parcel of this.
And we can say that you have done a lot for this camp through your church organization.
Yeah, well,
and what
this year after the fires, I wanted to do something. To honestly, look, I'm getting emotional.
It's okay. We all get emotional, yeah. Paul. It's all right, buddy. He's getting hugs. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Okay. So with my choir, I thought, I have a choir. We can do a concert. So we did a fundraising concert in, when did we do it? In June.
Okay.
In June. And we raised $2,500 in just outside of London for Enchanted Hills Camp by doing this concert.
All right, full disclosure, you heard the crunchiness at the end of that excellent comment and discussion that we were having with Paul, and my computer broke, and we stopped, and it's been, what, 3 days? 2 days? Something like that,
two days.
And now we're back, and we're going to finish this up, and I'm going to start by saying... this is the first time it's ever happened. We're trying to regroup here. It might be a little awkward for a second, but we're just going to go for it. Paul, thank you so much for all you've done for this camp.
Go on. That's okay. I was getting emotional when we left it 2 days. I've been crying for 2 days ever since. And
he just brought the vibe back.
I just brought the vibe back. So I'm glad I've just finally stopped crying this
yes,
morning.
Yes, good, yeah. good. And you you certainly, you love this camp. It's a testament to going to another part of the world and still thinking about something that has a powerful impact on you, even though you haven't been here for years. It's an incredible concept to me that we can just create. You drank the Kool-Aid.
That is not a phrase we have in England, but there we go. Yeah. No, it's great. It's just, it's slightly surreal and amazing to be back, but we've loved every minute of being
okay,
here.
Okay, good. Yeah. And you've had a good couple of days.
I've had an amazing couple
okay,
of days.
So
yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit what it was like when you were here? You can take turns. Just give us a little comment about what it was like when you were here when you were younger, and now you're here and revisiting it, looking in the books and the pictures and bringing it all back. What do you got?
Oh, well, firstly, it's just overwhelming. I think it's been really hard to just retune, and then as you know, you kind of looking at camp as it is now, and almost so many things haven't changed. So the spirit and the essence of camp, how people interact with each other, is just amazing and awe-inspiring. And you start thinking, why on earth have we not come back for 19 years? How have our lives done that to us? But it's fun retuning in terms of watching people practicing with people who aren't sighted, and going, oh yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Oh, I forgot how I used to do that. So that's been great to redo that. And then coming back as a wife and a mom, as opposed to just wandering over to the other side of the planet as a young single lady. Yeah, it's just great to watch Natalie and Sarah interact with camp and how they first, you know, when we first got over here, said, we don't have to leave your side, do we? We can stay with you, can't we? And now I can't find them for this podcast this morning because they've obviously made it their own and just taken ownership of camp. So, very different and very similar at the same time.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing those comments, because I think that's the general consensus when people go away and come back is you still feel that feeling. But it's just a little bit different because there's different people and a different vibe, bringing different things to the camp, which changes it a little bit, but it's the same spirit. People are still feeling the same way about camp and what's going on. Paul,
absolutely.
What was it like when you were the enrichment area leader? I was the enrichment area leader. What did you do for activities?
Oh, I have to think now. I kind of came to camp not knowing what camp was all about. I had a friend who was here already, and he said, oh, just come. You can be the enrichment area leader. And I was like, well, what's that? We heard a lot of singing. We even put on a couple of plays in 97, 98.
What were the plays? Do you remember?
We did... We did Bugsy Malone with one of the youth sessions, okay. like a musical, and we did a version of Grease.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was great, and we had like campers and counselors involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, but then you know, but the. It's well worth it, yeah. It's what you get out of it at the end, yeah.
Absolutely,
great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Was OJ Radio here?
It was, but it wasn't in a very good state. And I remember we were trying to get it fixed up and, you know.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, technology's come a long, long way.
And, yes, I was curious if that's most of our afternoon here now.
Yeah.
Is OJ Radio sitting in the air-conditioned room in there?
I think it was in 99 when the computer arrived and I set up an email account. So, that was like big deal. Yeah, so.
One computer on camp?
Yeah, I think so. No. Yeah.
Was there internet? No. There was internet access?
There was internet, but it was very young.
And, yeah. So the phone service isn't very good up here, and we didn't have phones, like cell phones, like we did then either. So how did you communicate with the outside world? I often wonder about that.
Yeah. So no, really. You think back and you think, how did we like arrange where to meet up? But I think we were probably more organized then.
Yeah.
And I remember I rang home every Wednesday. So my parents were always, you know, made sure they were in on a Wednesday. And it was like a set time.
Right.
There was a payphone up by the lodge. And that would be my, you know, I'd go there on a
payphone.
A payphone, yeah.
You had to get a calling card
you had to get prepay your card, make sure there was enough money on it, make sure you were there at the right time.
Sorry mum, I've got only 1 minute left on my card.
Whereas now, like yesterday, I was sending mum and dad a picture of a rehearsal here, and they were sending me a picture back, and it was like instant.
Yeah.
So different.
Yeah. So and then being back here with your family, Paul, how does it feel?
Yeah, otherwise you're going to make me get emotional.
Do it. Right. Do it. Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't stopped crying. It was just a fit. Right.
It's just brilliant. I was just having the girls here and Maria here, and it's just, in some respects, it's like no time has passed at all, but then it's just seeing everybody interact with the campers, and as like Maria was saying, you forget some stuff, but it soon comes back. You're like, oh, yeah, I remember we used to do that, and... Yeah, it's great.
Feels nice, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, we're not going to leave it quite so long before we come back
again.
Okay,
that's good. Yeah. That's good to hear. Yeah. That's very nice to hear, because we loved having you here this week. Mm. And you are, I talked to Ben last night about the performance and what's happening today. You have certainly helped, jumped on board. I saw you carrying toilet paper and paper towels this morning.
Yeah, although I am somewhat de-skilled, because I couldn't work out how to open the paper dispenser. So I had to give up on that one.
Call Linda. Okay. So, and you're going to play some piano for us. You're going to provide some accompaniment. You've been working with the chorus. You have an amazing spirit. You are definitely part of this camp. Even though you've been gone a long time, you guys certainly fit in
it's
here.
It's very easy to fit
just
straight
right back in like the family.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Natalie for a second. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
11. And this is your first time at camp?
Yep.
But you heard about it a bunch, didn't you?
Yes.
How often would your parents talk about camp? Can you tell me? Did they have stories for you?
There was a lot of stories. Just like every now and then.
Okay.
A random story.
Right, right.
Someone who I'd never heard of before.
And
they'd
then,
be like talking about someone and they'd be in fits of laughter, and they'd walk into the kitchen like, what's he on about? And they'd be like, oh yeah, just this story from camp.
Wow. Okay. So this is the first time you've been in the United States?
Yep.
And so how do you feel after you've been at camp now? You've heard all the stories and you're here hanging out. What does camp mean to you now?
Well, I can see why it means so much to mom and dad. And also I can see why it was such a big thing that the part of lower camp was burnt down.
Right.
But you can also notice how much people have just kind of, not like forgotten, but got on with fact that it's not there, and haven't forgotten, but just ignored the fact that it's not there.
It just moved on, didn't we?
Yeah.
We just keep going.
Moved on.
What have you liked doing here since you've been here? What have you, any activities you've done or hanging out? What have you enjoyed?
I like to go and listen to other people rehearsing and stuff.
Uh-huh. The music.
And just like talking to people mm-hmm. and going swimming. And last night we went stargazing.
Oh, wow.
At the rec field.
And how was that? Did you see stars?
Yes. Okay. I saw like 80 and my family saw two.
Nice.
Shooting stars.
Okay. So I guess, have you ever been around the blind community before?
Not really.
Not like this?
No.
And what do you think? What do you think about being around visually impaired and blind people? What do you think about that?
It's very impressive how some people you wouldn't even notice that they had a disability.
You got
or
it.
An impairment with their eyes, without them telling you or whether you saw them being helped or something. Because some people, they don't even need to be helped around camp. They've just like been there so long and they're so like used to the area.
Yeah, it's like their home, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can see that they just get around like it's no problem. It's
like,
pretty
no.
cool, huh? Yeah? Yeah, it's neat, huh? Thank you for sharing. You had fun? You having fun with your family?
Yes,
you're having a great time?
Mm-hmm.
Something you'll remember for a long time, huh?
Forever.
There it is. Nice. We can't wait till you come back and visit us.
Me neither.
Okay, good. Sarah's yawning. Is it past your bedtime yet? Let's talk to you, kiddo. What do you got?
Bored of my voice.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Okay, so now tell me what you think about camp since you've been here. What do you like?
Well, I liked doing swimming
mm-hmm.
and Janet letting us use the arts and crafts in the Hogan.
Uh-huh.
And the animals.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah. You're getting the full camp experience, you feel like? Yeah?
Yes.
And you're having a blast?
Yes.
Have you made any new friends?
Yes.
Yeah?
I sort of friends with Macy.
Yeah?
And Abby.
Abby, yeah. You guys have been hanging out in their cabin, huh? Nice yeah. ladies, huh? Good fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are great. You guys are great. You having a good time. It's almost sad to talk about it a little bit, but it's coming to an end today after the performance, and we're all going to feel sad. But let's enjoy it for the rest of the time we're here and save these memories, like you said, forever, right? Yeah? You want to tell us about one of your favorite memories that you had? Sarah, what do you got? What are you going to remember about this trip?
The music quiz night.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't it?
That was fun.
That was fun, huh? That was the first time we've ever done that. I had a good time putting that together. We laughed and yelled and joked and like goofed around, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So is there anything you want to say out there to the big wide world? You want to say hello to England? Hello to any of your friends from Enchanted Hills Camp.
Natalie whispering, Sarah.
Yeah, audio description. They're figuring it out. We can edit anything. It's all good. And most of the time, I don't because we're having so much fun. What do you got?
EHC is the place.
That's it. She did it. All right, everybody. Hey, this is the, I want to get it right, Wardrobe Day family. That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
I've just been saying Day family, but they fused it together, and you guys are a beautiful family.
Thank you very much. It's an amazing
time and experience having you here. You certainly have added a ton to the small group of music campers, and as a someone who's, you know, a little bit responsible for what's going on here, I'd like to say that you all have added so much and haven't taken anything away from what we're trying to do here, and I love that.
Thank you very much, and thank you from all of us for the opportunity to do this. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you. I love doing this. I love camp, and I love you guys.
Thank you.
And now we're all going to go cry together.
Yeah, that's all right.
You've been listening to Everything EHC. I'm Macia. We've been visiting with the Woodrup Day family. We guys, we wish you safe trips back. We hope you have a rest of your vacation is outstanding and you have just as much fun. Hello, EHC.
EHC is the place to be.
You've been listening to Everything EHC. I'm Maceo, your host. Tune in soon. We got the big Tony Fletcher finale coming up soon. So keep listening back to 2018 Everything EHC 2.0. Yeah!
Yeah!